Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
WTFM Manassas, WTLP-FM Braddock Heights, Frederick.
Let's go to Bob in the traffic center.
Well, VDOT is calling this a crash on the outer loop of the Beltway before Telegraph Road involving a tractor trailer, and it is along the right side at the beginning of the split with the local lanes and the through lanes. It's at the beginning of the local lanes on the outer loop. In Bowie, 50 eastbound, a mile before 197, the crash along the right side, and eastbound on 50 in Maryland, just outside of the district at the BW Parkway, a crash there, still there. WTOP Traffic Center presented by Window Nation. Buy two windows, get two free. WindowNation.com. Bob Inler, WTOP Traffic.
Let's go to Veronica Johnson, 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
Clouds will be moving in this evening and for your early morning commute on Wednesday. Those clouds will bring a few isolated to scattered showers around the area, but will salvage your Wednesday afternoon with some milder air. Temperatures tonight, 53 to 58 degrees. Highs tomorrow, 68 to 74. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Springfield at 68, Farragut 67, that is Farragut Square 67, Laurel 62, and some parts of our area could fall to the 50s.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis. Coming up, the jury on Donald Trump's criminal trial. Here's about a scheme to keep negative stories out of the news during his 2016 campaign. The latest from CBS News in seconds, and then Washington Post courts and crime reporter Tom Jackman will join us live at 8:15.
What the removal of a piece of bridge the size of a
jumbo 747
means for the cleanup in Baltimore. I'm Mike Marilla.
Also new this evening, preparations for a youth curfew at National Harbor.
The father of two boys that died in a Virginia house fire talks about how they're honoring his sons. I'm Valerie Bonk.
Caps fans sweating a little. It's 2-1 Rangers so far in this game, too. 8 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Protests are growing across the country as more students on college campuses are staging demonstrations against Israel's war in Gaza. CBS's Nancy Chen in New York.
From coast to coast, campus to campus, protests are growing louder in solidarity. Students are also joining in at UC Berkeley.
Quite frankly, I think it's important that people start to align themselves with Palestinian resistance.
Here at Columbia University, the seventh day of protests, demonstrators want the school to divest from all business that supports Israel.
I think that it's time to divest from those weapons manufacturing and redivest them into other important things.
They're also demanding amnesty for all students who have been punished.
Protesters are also calling for Columbia University's president to resign. At former President Donald Trump's Manhattan criminal trial, a veteran tabloid publisher has testified that he pledged to be Trump's eyes and ears during his 2016 presidential campaign. CBS's Michael George with more on David Pecker.
Pecker detailed three stories he bought just to kill, including an apparently false story about Trump fathering a child out of wedlock and Trump's relationship with former Playboy model Karen McDougal. McDougal claims they had an affair in 2006.
Trump is accused of falsifying business records to hide damaging stories leading up to the 2016 election. The polls are now closed in Pennsylvania.
I voted for Biden today in the presidential primary.
I voted for Donald Trump.
159 Democratic and 16 Republican delegates are at stake, but each presumptive nominee has essentially clinched their nomination. Female gymnasts in 2015 and 2016 reported sexual abuse by then sports doctor Larry Nassar, yet the abuse continued. Attorney Mick Graywell represents 44 of the 139 victims.
These women reported it to the FBI, the lead law enforcement entity in our country. And what did they do? They sat on it.
The Justice Department is now paying almost $140 million to settle more than 100 claims. Graywell says this is an end to a years-long process of legal battles. Alongside weapons and military funding for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, the legislative package expected to be passed by the Senate and signed by the president also includes a possible ban on TikTok in the U.S. if its China-based owner ByteDance doesn't sell its stake within a year. CBS's Nicole Killian.
TikTok is now threatening potential legal action, saying we will move to the courts for a legal challenge once this bill is potentially signed. So that is potentially the next step. That is according to an internal company memo that CBS News has obtained.
This is CBS News.
And now, a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com.
803 here on WTOP. It is Tuesday evening and it's April 23rd, 2024. Springfield is at 68 degrees at this hour. Heading down to the 50s tonight. Good evening. I'm Dimitri Sotis with the top local stories. On this, the four-week anniversary of the collapse of Baltimore's Key Bridge, we are learning an incremental milestone in the cleanup process will be reached late this week. WTOP's Mike Murillo says this development comes after a big piece of the bridge was removed just last night.
It's the biggest lift of bridge wreckage yet, more than 560 tons of steel.
That 560 tons is about the weight of a jumbo 747. That's what was pulled out.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore says now that the lift has happened, the fourth and biggest alternate channel, it will be 35 feet deep and 300 feet wide. It will only be open for about 4 days, then closed so it can be used to help free the Dolly container ship so it can be moved. Moore says having this deeper alternate channel is a big step forward.
This is a step on the journey, but it's not the destination. We have to and we will open the full federal channel.
The goal for doing that is the end of May. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
The Port of Baltimore has a big impact on our daily lives in ways you may not have considered. Do you put sugar in your coffee? Do you binge watch your favorite shows on a big screen TV or even drive to work? You probably have the port to thank. In a WTOP exclusive, our Kate Ryan speaks with a person who can explain why the port's operations and the bridge collapse may continue to affect you.
Sugar, electronics, cars, they all roll off those giant containers that arrived in the Port of Baltimore until the Key Bridge collapsed last month. There are hopes that the channel, with its 50-foot depth, can reopen by the end of May. But until then, says Jonathan Daniels, the executive director of the Maryland Port Administration, we may see delays of those goods.
Now, the carriers and the shippers are moving through a very fluid supply chain. They're coming through Virginia. They're coming through New York and some of the other ports. But you also may see, because of the added transportation costs, an increase in the cost of those goods as well.
Even with the strain on the supply chain, Daniel says the effects should be temporary. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
8:05, there's more help coming for local businesses that have been so hard hit by the bridge collapse. Applications are now open for two additional economic relief programs. One is offering small businesses grants of up to $50,000 and no interest loans of up to $500,000. Another will provide $15 million in grants to businesses that have had operations impacted or shipments disrupted at the Port of Baltimore. Governor Wes Moore created the programs through an executive order that was signed April 5th, but is just now taking effect. New tonight on WTOP. Prince George's County is planning to put in a youth curfew on weekends at National Harbor. The bans, curfew bans unaccompanied teens from being there between 5 p.m. and 6 a.m. Fridays, Saturdays, and Sunday nights. This follows several large crowds and disturbances last Saturday night. The curfew is confirmed by a couple of Prince George's County Council members speaking with WTOP who have passed emergency legislation to enforce the curfew. Our partners at 7 News say the blanket curfew would also include fines for parents who knowingly let their children violate the order. The whole community, of course, was saddened after the recent death of two young boys in Fairfax in that house fire. The boy's father speaks to WTOP tonight about how they are remembering the little ones.
We were completely powerless.
Jamie Bryce said he and his wife were at work on April 10th when they found out their house in Fairfax was on fire. Their two young sons, 3-year-old Zachariah and 6-year-old William, were airlifted to Children's National Hospital in D.C. They died 4 days later.
Right now, we're balancing grieving, but then at the same time, we're angry.
He said it helped that some of the firefighters that responded to the fire came by the hospital to tell them an inspiring story.
They saw William protecting Zachariah. Maya, how moved they were by the whole thing.
The boys have since undergone organ donation surgery, and he said he's so grateful that their boys are able to help other children.
We're hoping to meet those families in the future.
Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
Remember that big warehouse fire in Sterling just last evening? Black smoke was seen for miles around. The fire department tonight says the cause was somebody smoking and not properly putting out their cigarette. The main building is a total loss because of the fire damage, estimated at about $2.25 million. No civilians were hurt. One firefighter was examined for minor heat-related injuries. And still to come here on WTOP, a gourmet market with several locations around here shutting the doors everywhere. It's gone. Stay with us for more traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
At Leidos, a brilliant mind is smart, but a brilliant team is smarter. A ship that finds enemy subs is smart, but an autonomous fleet, that's smarter. Defending against cyber attacks? Smart. Stopping attacks before they start? Smarter. And using AI tools is smart. But integrating trusted mission AI into your technology is smarter. We're not just making technology solutions in national security and health. We're making smart smarter. Leidos.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son.
It's 8:08 on WTOP. Traffic and weather on the 8s, and when it breaks, now we're checking in with Bob Immler in the Traffic Center.
Still working on the crash on eastbound Route 50 at the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Still some delays out from South Dakota Avenue getting to that. And then eastbound on 50 in Bowie before 197. If anything is left of the crash at all, it's all on the right shoulder now. Beyond that, you're good to go getting out to the Bay Bridge as they start to set up tonight's work pattern there. 95 on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, each running well between the beltways. And 270 so far so good between the Beltway and Interstate 70. Now in Virginia, outer loop of the Beltway, they do have the crash involving the truck before Telegraph Road. You're getting by squeezing to the left. It is slow from Eisenhower getting past it. 395, 95, and 66, each running without delay. And the district southbound 3rd Street Tunnel looks like they got roadwork set up coming south from New York Avenue. You get by single file. If you're looking for carefree ownership of a new car, check out Fitzgerald Hyundai and the Hyundai Tucson with 3 years free maintenance. Go to fitzmall.com for the no-haggle, no-hassle price. Bob Immler, WTOP Traffic.
Do you ever listen to books on Spotify? That story coming up. First here, 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson.
Tracking the next weather maker, we've got some isolated showers coming our way late this evening and overnight. And then another chance of some scattered showers for your Wednesday morning rush. Temperatures this evening as clouds move in will be between 58 and 64 degrees. And not a cool start to the day tomorrow at all. Temperatures between 53 and 58 degrees. And then tomorrow afternoon, we'll salvage it with highs anywhere between 68 and 74 degrees. Cooler air for Thursday and Friday. Maybe looking at some more frost advisories. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Tyson 67, Waldorf 62, L'Enfant Plaza 67, and some of us could be down to the 50s. We're brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Let's go to Jeff Claybaugh.
Gourmet market Foxtrot, which went from one store to nearly a dozen around D.C., has abruptly closed all of its stores. Spotify added audiobooks last year. It says 25% of subscribers with access are listening. Oprah Winfrey and Dwayne Johnson's pledge of $10 million for Maui fire victims swelled to $60 million from Hollywood donations. The Dow gained 264 points in Tuesday's session. The NASDAQ rallied 1.5%. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
8:11 here on WTOP. Straight ahead, we're going to take a closer look at what's been happening today, day two of testimony in the Donald Trump hush money trial in New York. Stay with us a while on WTOP.
Hey, it's Brett from Bull Oak. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, then call Bull Oak today, Tuesday, April 23rd. Bull Oak uses the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy. This technology is backed by over 50 clinical studies, including research from Cambridge University. Our treatment gets to the root cause of ED by repairing blood vessels and increasing blood flow, all without the need for pills or the worry of side effects. Call us now and you'll qualify for the assessment, exam, even the blood flow ultrasound, totally free. This is over $800 in value. And today only, for those who call in the next 2 minutes, new patients will receive their first treatment completely free. This is worth hundreds of dollars, but call today and it's totally free. Call 703-337-1990. 1919. That's 703-337-1919. Call Bull Oak now to qualify. This offer ends today, Tuesday, April 23rd. 703-337-1919.
Coming up later this half hour, details on a major metro shutdown this summer. Four stations along the Red Line in Montgomery County, all to close between June and August. Also, the surprising results of which state in our union here eats the most bagels. It's not on the East Coast, as many might expect. Stay with us for all that later. Coming up here, more news on WTOP.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Hi, I'm Sybil Yaver, a longtime client of Rocky Gorge Animal Hospital. I know how much you love your pet because I love my pets too. And as pet owners, we all want the best care for them. The care, compassion, the cutting-edge technology, plus the patience they show in educating me, I wouldn't take my pets anywhere else.
From everyone at Rocky Gorge, thank you for trusting your pet's care to us. And don't forget, we're here for you and your pets 24/7, 365 days a year. And we'll never forget, nothing warms the heart like a cold nose.
When it comes to morning essentials, they're right behind a snug-fitting lid on your travel mug.
John Aaron and Michelle Bash.
Mornings on WTOP News.
Facts matter.
And it's good to have you here at 8:14 on WTOP. Day two of testimony in the hush money trial for Donald Trump in New York. The jury in the criminal trial heard testimony about the world of tabloid journalism and a scheme to keep negative stories about Donald Trump out of the headlines, not before the judge in the case heard arguments about whether Mr. Trump had violated a gag order. Joining us live now to look at it all is Washington Post courts and crime reporter Tom Jackman. Thank you, Tom, for a bit of your time. We appreciate hearing from you tonight. Can we start with a quick summary of what we heard from David Pecker today, veteran tabloid publisher and a close friend of Donald Trump?
Sure. In a nutshell, Pecker was the publisher of the National Enquirer. He decided that Donald Trump was good for business. He made an agreement, he said, specifically with Donald Trump and Michael Cohen to publish pro-Trump stories and to quash bad Trump stories. And it was a fascinating look into how we always suspected tabloid journalism always operated. He still has a long way to go. He hasn't talked barely about Karen McDougal or Stormy Daniels.
Right, right. I didn't mean to cut you off there. I was just reinforcing. Go ahead.
I'm trying to go as fast as I can because it was a lot today. And so before that was the argument about whether all these Truth Social posts that he has written that have ripped into Cohen, Michael Cohen and Stormy, both witnesses in this case, and Trump's defense is, well, these are political attacks and I'm allowed to respond politically. And the judge was not buying it. And he told Trump's lawyer, you're losing credibility here. And he didn't rule on that today. So we're waiting. It would just be fines. He's not going to throw Trump in jail for that.
Okay. So no time behind bars, but maybe a fine.
So
you think sometime this week?
Yeah, sure. I think it will. He has his motions day tomorrow, the judge, so we're not having trial. So I don't know when he'll get around to writing it. And somebody was saying, you know, he probably wants to do it in person as opposed to just issuing a written order late at night like the federal judges often do. He wants to, you know, tell the defendant, look, stop violating my order.
I wanted to ask a little more about David Pecker. You said he's got a long way to go. It's going to be a while here before he's even cross-examined, one would imagine.
I think he's going to be on the stand on direct for most of tomorrow, if not all of it, because he's just now starting to talk about the Karen McDougal saga and who paid her and the back and forth between him and Michael Cohen over who's going to pay this. And in the end, Pecker paid it and Trump stiffed him on it. and then the Stormy Daniels case, National Enquirer did not quash that story necessarily, but they were involved in it when it was out there, and that will set up Michael Cohen to talk about how that was all paid off.
Is it much too soon to be talking about how all this is landing with the jury?
So I'm in the overflow room have been for the first 2 days, so I can't see them. Shana Jacobs, who's in the courtroom for us, does look at them and says, it's hard to read so far. I'm going to be in the courtroom some in the future. The crowd greatly thinned out today from yesterday, where it was a packed house. And today there were seats available. So I'm going to get in the courtroom soon.
Well, we look forward to your continued reporting. But before you go, one final thought, either about Donald Trump's demeanor. Again, you're viewing from the overflow room, so you can only see what you can see. But just a final thought that you'd leave us with as we head into day three.
Well, we have a better view of Trump than the people in the courtroom because we have a head-on camera shot of him. People in the courtroom are all looking at the back of his head. I will say this. We have not seen him sleeping. The New York Times is reporting that, and we watch him pretty closely, and his eyes are down sometimes, but I don't think he's sleeping. But people sleep in trials, I'm going to have to admit it. And so as a final thought, I would say that there's a long way to go before we get to the defense case.
We thank you for the update tonight. Good to talk to you.
All right, Dimitri.
Thank you. Tom Jackman, live on WTOP, Washington Post courts and crime reporter, as we head into day three of testimony in the Donald Trump hush money trial. Top stories on WTOP. The U.S. Senate gets closer to a vote for new money and arms for Ukraine. WTOP's Mitchell Miller has been watching for us from Capitol Hill. Maryland's governor offers a fresh update on a cleanup and salvage effort at the Key Bridge disaster site. Could be a major development for the Port of Baltimore in just days. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. Time to check in again now with Bob Immler in the WTOP Traffic Center.
In Virginia, still with a crash on the Beltway Outer Loop before Telegraph Road. That is along the right side involving the tractor trailer. And 395 and 95 are each without delay. 66 looks all right in both directions. And Beltway in Maryland runs without delay through both Montgomery and Prince George's counties. But coming into Maryland off of New York Avenue, still slow eastbound 50 from South Dakota Avenue out to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Still dealing with the crash. And in Bowie, eastbound 50 before 197, the crash is cleared. We're in pretty good shape out to the Wilson Bridge. A bit slow as they set up tonight's work pattern. And looks like they haven't really set up the work pattern as of yet. But it is just a little bit slow, I suppose, with a lot of traffic that was trapped in Bowie. 95 in the Baltimore-Washington Parkway looking all right between the beltways, and traffic on 270 runs without delay both ways. The Costello College of Business at George Mason University educates aspiring entrepreneurs and corporate leaders. Costello means business. Learn more at business.gmu.edu. Bob Immler, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson.
After a comfortable day, a cool evening here with your temperatures dropping off from the mid-60s to the upper 50s. And by morning, we'll be looking at a temperature range between 53 and 58 degrees. That is way high. No frost expected, but there will be some isolated showers with your next weather maker. More scattered showers for the morning rush on Wednesday up until about noon. Our skies then turn partly sunny, a little breezy, with temperatures topping out Wednesday afternoon, 68 to 74 degrees. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Checking our temperatures here, DuPont Circle at 65, Germantown 65, Annandale 66 degrees, and some parts of our area could be down to the 50s overnight. We're brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Your home is number one, your number one investment. Protect it from unseen damage with Gutter Helmet, 888-5-HELMET. It is Caps and Rangers game 2 in round 1 of the playoffs, and the Capitals are keeping up with New York, a very good team, as you know. It's a 2-2 tie now with about 15 minutes left in the second period. Rob Woodfork watching closely. He's got a sports update for you in a few minutes. We've got a big change coming for drivers in Virginia this summer and a warning about some of those money apps like the Cash App. Stay with us here, 821.
Decelerating inflation, higher interest rates, volatile stock markets, new tax rules. Don't you think your financial plan could use a refresh? Every week, the Wise Investor Show discusses the latest financial trends and what investors need to know. To learn more about some of the most important planning topics to consider and how to become a better informed, wise investor, listen to the Wise Investor Show at RaymondJames.com/The Wise Investor Group or just find us on your favorite podcast app.
At Uline, the prevailing opinion is if you don't live it, you don't believe it. The people at Uline believe in hard work and they live it by being there 24/7 to answer your call, having 41,000 items in stock,
and offering same-day shipping from 12 locations across North America. Business owners, sellers, buyers, shippers, and packers, believe it. Uline is the hard-working, dependable source for your shipping and industrial supplies. Visit Uline.com.
You're listening to WTOP News.
It's 8:22, and I'm Dimitri Sotis. Thanks for being with us. As another summer approaches, you could probably guess we're going to have another big shutdown on Metro. This time it's on part of the Red Line. Several stations will be closed pretty much all summer in Montgomery County. Shuttle buses will replace rail service between Silver Spring and downtown D.C. from June 1st through August 31st. The buses will run for free. Some will have limited stops to try to connect you directly from Silver Spring to the nation's capital. Four Red Line stations on this busy corridor will be closed the whole time. Glenmont, Wheaton, Forest Glen, Silver Spring. The Tacoma station will be closed for most of the month of June. Metro maintenance is being paired with some Purple Line construction in Silver Spring this summer. Get all the details on this Red Line shutdown this summer at WTOP.com. Something you might not be aware of, Virginia drivers have not always been required to have car insurance. WTOP's Neil Augustine tells us that's changing now.
Since 1958, drivers in Virginia could register an uninsured vehicle by paying a fee. At the moment, it's $500. But as of July 1st, all drivers in the Commonwealth will have to buy and have proof of liability insurance. The bill was passed last year and takes effect this summer. And next summer, the liability minimums will be going up. As it stands, drivers who have insurance generally have to pay for their own damages if they're hit by an uninsured driver. New Hampshire will now be the only state not requiring insurance. Neil Augustine, WTOP News.
They are marketed as a lower-priced alternative to payday loans. But some popular apps may be a lot more expensive for you than they seem.
Earned wage access apps are marketed as a way to help cash-strapped people get money between paydays. Supporters say they can help those who live paycheck to paycheck, often those making $50,000 a year or less, balance their budget. However, many consumer advocates say the fees involved make the apps not much different from payday loans. Congress is looking into a bill to regulate the apps, and some states have already taken steps to limit the fees. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
While the East Coast here has a reputation of having the most bagel lovers, just like with any other stereotype, it's not necessarily true. A new survey finds people in Hawaii eat the most bagels in the country, with the average person snarfing down about 140 bagels every year. On average, Americans eat about 85 per year. Maryland comes in fourth place, Utah second, Kansas third in bagel consumption. Cinnamon raisin, blueberry, and plain are the top three choices. There are some bagel purists that don't really consider those first two flavors legit. It's 8:25.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
And we're checking in with Rob Woodfork.
Who exactly is a bagel purist?
I don't know.
Is there like a
just
group
known,
for that?
Like, I don't mind like the cinnamon raisin or whatever. And I've had people tell me, don't do that. Just get the plain.
I like
put some cream cheese on.
I like.